I have in the studio with me a mermaid. Good morning, mermaid.
Good morning, Lottie.
Good morning. Beautiful mermaid, what is your name?
My name is Mermaid Melly and I'm from the company Merlesque.
Wonderful. So you are a mermaid. This is very exciting. Quite a lot of people ask you about mermaid traits and things that you have to cope with being a mermaid, because it's quite grueling, I suppose, at some points. Starting off, first of all, how long have you been a mermaid for?
I've been a mermaid for about the last 2-3 years now.
Wonderful stuff. And where can people see you as a mermaid? Because obviously I've got you here now, which is lovely. But if people wanted to come and see you as a mermaid, where can they see you?
Sure. Well, what we do is we're a professional mermaid company. So we perform as a mermaid at events all over the country. So sometimes we're performing in aquariums. Sometimes we're performing at 6th birthday parties with very excitable children. Sometimes we're performing at local festivals. There's actually a mermaid festival down in Folkestone that we perform at quite a lot as well.
What? So what does this mean? Because you get in tanks and swim and things.
Mm-hmm.
How does this happen? You just go around with massive tanks of water. Who takes care of you?
Well, usually when we're a mermaid, obviously we can't walk, so we have a bevy of burly men to carry us around most places.
That's good. That's very good.
And we do perform in water and we perform in swimming pools and we have performed in big tanks and we do need burly men to carry us up and plop us in the tank and then catch us out again at the end.
Beautiful. How long does it take to look like a mermaid, please?
Please? It depends whether you're doing a mermaid on land or a mermaid in water, because as a mermaid, there's a kind of variety of different mermaid costumes.
Right.
You can get, we make most of ours, so we make our land tails, and some of us do have very, very top quality Hollywood, super sexy silicon tails, and they take about half an hour to get in.
Whoa. Okay, so that's interesting, because someone actually asked me if I could ask you, is it true that you can make your tail turn into legs by simply blow drying, like in the Tom Hanks film Splash? But you have fins on land. What is this?
Well, the way my species of mermaid works is that we are mermaids all the time, but we have to get a special necklace from a fairy on land. And in the necklace, there's a big crystal, and the crystal is coloured. And every single time you turn into a human, it bleaches away the colour.
Oh, my goodness.
So when there's no colour left, you can't be a human anymore. So you have to be very sparing.
Right. Wow. There is so much more to this than I had any kind of idea. I mean, questions coming in for you. Things like, how would you address the issue of escalators? Would that be a time to use the
burly man.
Thank you.
Yes, we would be a bit stranded on an escalator without a burly man, because tendrils and bits of fin getting stuck in an escalator would be a mermaid's worst nightmare.
Yeah, definitely. Talk me through the day-to-day life of a mermaid. Is it mainly just the swimming, looking rather elegant and sort of being plopped in tanks by the burly men?
I think a lot of people have that impression.
Yeah.
Being a professional mermaid is a lot like being any kind of professional performer. So there is all the being spectacularly glamorous and sitting there and being wonderful and swimming with children and dealing with all kinds of strange questions. But a lot of it is good old admin and marketing and the whole side of being a mermaid that nobody ever wants to hear about.
Mermaids are clearly very intelligent creatures. Also, how the heck did you get into this? How did you suddenly become a mermaid?
Well, like all cool people everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with mermaids when I was little.
Definitely.
Little Mermaid.
Are you friends with Ariel?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course.
That makes me happy.
And it never quite went away. When I became a teenager, I pretended I wasn't interested anymore because mermaids weren't cool then. I went to university and I ended up specialising in illustration and illustrating folklore, specifically mermaid-based folklore, as you do at university. And I left and I was just interneting with mermaids and I discovered that there were actually people in the world who worked as professional mermaids for a living, in America, of course. And I said to my boyfriend, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever!
Which it is.
Mm. And we mentioned to a friend of ours who, at the time, mermaids tend to have a trend of having some kind of thing that makes them a bit bad at being a human. And this one was a circus performer, and she has very bad shin splints. So for about a year or two, she could barely walk, which it kind of sucks if you're a circus performer. So we joked to her that maybe what she should do is become a professional mermaid, because then you get to sit and swim and you don't have to stand up all the time.
That sounds much more appealing.
Mm-hmm. And she took it a little bit seriously, and we formed our company and started super training. And now here
you are. So what is the company called? The
company is called Merlesque.
And you're in Cambridge?
We're in Cambridge, yes.
So if people want to become mermaids, then let's face it, everyone listening, especially you, sir, I know you want to, how can they get hold of you? How can they interact with you?
Well, we're available for hire for all kinds of events. We do a lot of kids' parties. They're very popular. We also can get Ariel to come along to kids' parties.
Wow.
Which children love. And we are on the internet at www.realmermaids.co.uk. And you can pop along there and see what we do. We have a couple of videos up. There are videos and photos of us and all kinds of glamorous situations.
Perfect. Okay, wonderful stuff. Well, mermaids are now on the web. You can find them easily. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
for having me. Beautiful mermaid. See you again soon.